Hi, this is Connor with a weekly news roundup. Town Council could take over Ventnor's closed-off viewpoint, as no one is sure who owns it. The landmark bandstand on Ventnor Esplanade could be taken over by the Town Council after confusion over who is responsible for maintaining the public access area atop. Southern Water owns the pumping station, but there was some confusion over whether it was responsible for the viewpoint above, which has been closed for years due to safety concerns. Isle of Wight Council was similarly unsure whether it was responsible, and for months there has been no progress in getting to the bottom of the issue. Isle of Wight Grandmother ready for first art exhibition. A ride grandmother is set to have a first exhibition at the Moncton Arts Acorn Gallery in February. Mo Martin, who is self-taught, will share paintings and collages ranging between early influences and current interests, including many pictures related to the island. Proceeds from sales will be used to support Vernon Square Garden, Ride's historic open space where Mo is a volunteer. Bowie drummer set for Key Arts Evening. Bowie drummer Wood Woodmansey is to talk about his glittery life as a glam rock star in a very special Evening With event coming up at Key Arts next Friday, February the 7th. The Yorkshireman helped propel David Bowie to fame and fortune in the early 1970s as the powerhouse in his backing band, The Spiders from Mars. Woody, together with Bowie, guitarist Mick Ronson, and bass player Trevor Boulder, shared a house, studio, and tour bus throughout the early 1970s, recording the seminal albums The Man Who Sold the World, Hunky Dory, Ziggy Stardust, and Aladdin Sane. So that's it from me with your weekly news roundup. Catch you next time!